USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment inquiry of President Trump moves to a new level today as a second U.S. House committee will be holding a hearing. Republican leaders are slamming the entire process. Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney, who is the House Republican Conference Chair, is arguing that Democrats have failed to present evidence that is clear, compelling, and bipartisan. Meanwhile, in London, while at the NATO summit hours ago, President Trump said,
I think it's a bad thing for our country. Impeachment wasn't supposed to be used that way. All you have to do is read the transcripts. You'll see there was absolutely nothing done wrong.
California Senator Kamala Harris pulling out of the race for the Democratic presidential nomination, saying in a video announcement yesterday,
and as the campaign has gone on, it has become harder and harder to raise the money we need to compete.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know the average rate on credit cards in the U.S. is over 17%?
And the average credit card debt is over $16,000 per household.
Hey, everyone. This is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans.
Credit cards. It's hard to live without them, but wouldn't it be great if we could?
It is possible. For over 15 years now, we have helped homeowners out of the pit of despair with revolving credit cards with a Fellowship Home Loans debt consolidation refinance.
You could save hundreds, even thousands on your monthly payments, increase your tax deductions, and lower your mortgage rate.
Plus, as a bonus, maybe you'll sleep a little easier after you cut up those cards.
Give us a call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283, and see how much you could save.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
We told you moments ago about how Kamala Harris has dropped out of the Democratic race for the White House. A couple of other top candidates are continuing swings through early caucus and voting states. Joe Biden yesterday accusing the Indiana mayor, Pete Buttigieg, of stealing his health care plan. Meanwhile, while campaigning in South Carolina, Buttigieg said he remains hopeful about his candidacy, despite not polling well among African-American voters.
I don't think that there's any one candidate who has a monopoly on the ability to connect with black voters.
Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter is now facing years behind bars after pleading guilty to one count of misusing around $250,000 in campaign funds. The California lawmaker now admitting to using those funds for personal expenses. He says he wants to save his family from the ordeal of a public trial, and says it's been an honor to serve San Diego. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot. That's LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot.
California Congressman Devin Nunes is suing CNN for more than $435 million. The Republican filing the suit against the network yesterday over a report last month which linked him to a former Ukrainian prosecutor. The story says an indicted associate of Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's lawyer, was prepared to tell Congress that Nunes met with the Ukrainian about digging up dirt on former VP Joe Biden. Nunes says he never met with that former prosecutor or talked with any of Giuliani's associates. Forbes magazine just releasing its annual list of 30 under 30 of young movers and shakers. Forbes is recognizing 30 people in each of a wide array of disciplines. They include NBA superstar Kevin Durant, Amazon executive Jessica Skenazy, actor Timothée Chalamet, and hip-hop star 21 Savage, as well as Harvard MIT medical researcher Fei Chen. Is Anheuser-Busch trying to plan on brewing beer in space? Because the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket that's to launch from Cape Canaveral today will power a capsule packed with science experiments for the International Space Station. One will include barley seeds, part of the brewer's efforts to see how space affects the germination and malting. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.